So we're just a few days out from the final presidential debate, which, as you know, will focus on foreign policy. The candidates just went through a bruising debate Tuesday that covered a variety of topics from the economy to women's issues and Libya.
Now, joining us to talk more about debating, Gordon Peterson, moderator of Inside Washington on ABC 7. Good to have you back, Gordon.
Hi, thank you very much.
A lot of talk about the candidates' demeanor during the last debate. Some points they looked outright hostile toward each other. Do you think we'll see more of that on Monday?
It remains to be seen. I've talked to a number of women who were turned off by all the macho gladiator stuff during the debate. They were both space invaders in violation of their agreement. At the Al Smith dinner in New York last night, the president said he felt really well rested after the nice long nap he took in the first debate. Not so funny when you look at the way the poll swung over to Romney after that first debate. But it doesn't look like after this one, and even some Republicans concede that the president won this one on points, doesn't look like the polls are going to swing over for him the way they did for Romney.
But it's clear that each of these candidates would like the women's vote. And there was a piece in the New York Times today about the Obama campaign focusing on the Latino vote out west.
That's true. Generally speaking, Obama has had the edge on the women's vote. The economy is the number one issue for all voters, including women. But Romney had been making inroads with women who would normally have been supporting President Obama. These would be college-educated women. They tend to be more liberal on social issues. But that line of Romney's, "They brought us whole binders full of women," immediately went viral. A lot of people are still talking about it. The word from women's groups in Massachusetts, by the way, is that Romney did not go to them, as he said in the debate. They brought the names to him. But in any case, as Mark Shields suggests on this week's Inside Washington, now it sounds like Romney favors affirmative action, at least on this issue, which is going to be a real hard sell for some of his conservative supporters.
All right, Gordon, looking forward to Inside Washington. Thanks.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Inside Washington, Sunday morning at 9 on ABC 7.